The attitude that nothing good ever comes from just getting together and talking is the kind of attitude Harrisonburg City Councilman Kai Degner would like to challenge. Degner is the main organizer and facilitator for an event called Hope for Hunger and Homelessness in Harrisonburg this Saturday at the Lucy Sims Recreation Center. It is what he calls a community summit.
On Saturday, this event is designed for people in the community that are new to the work and interested in being part of the solution to come together with professionals in the work who do this day in and day out, and people that are clients of the services that relate to helping people that are hungry get the food they need and people that are homeless get the housing they need.
The summit allows anyone who attends to propose a breakout topic on something they are interested in, such as hunger in schools, mental illness, or affordable housing. If other attendees show interest in that topic, they can enter into conversation around it. An earlier summit sparked a conversation with a homeless man who said that he had a place to get food and shelter, but didn't have a place to shower. As a result of that conversation, officials opened a school twice a week to provide showers and a place to use laundry facilities, with laundry kits provided from another organization.
We've had about a dozen community summits in this particular type of format, and the idea is that with an issue as complex as hunger and homelessness, there are many, many factors that contribute to it and many, many services that are already in place dealing with it. And what isn't always available to people involved is getting together in a room and discussing ideas for collaboration.
Michael Wong is the executive director at the Harrisonburg Redevelopment and Housing Authority, an organization that works collaboratively with shelters in Harrisonburg and helps fund building projects through government grants.
Services have really shifted in the last 3 years. Initially, homeless services focused primarily on shelter services, with transitional services being provided in some localities. And about 4 years ago, emphasis was placed on, and especially in the Harrisburg-Whatcom area with the 10-year plan to end homelessness, on rapid rehousing, permanent supportive housing, and a centralized intake.
The 10-year plan to end homelessness was written in October 2010. Wong served as chairman for the plan steering committee, which included Degner, who was then Harrisonburg mayor, and a number of others from the community. Our vision as a community, says the document, is that by 2021, every citizen of Harrisonburg and Rockingham County will have access to a home as well as the services and supports they need to thrive and achieve self-sufficiency. The common understanding of this 10-year plan is that homelessness is solvable. However, we acknowledge the need for a renewed and focused effort that mobilizes the community to make ending homelessness a priority. At Saturday's summit, the Harrisonburg Housing Authority will present an update on how the 10-year plan is progressing. The numbers suggest it's working. In 2012, there were 170 individuals in shelters. In the latest survey this year, there were 133, a 22% reduction in 3 years.
We've been very successful in regard to achieving the goals established within that plan. Now it's making those projects work fully functional, and hopefully we'll see a significant reduction in regard to our homelessness.
Degner hopes the summit will provide the space community members need to continue to achieve that goal.
One of the worries for people when they hear about events like this is what's going to come out of talking and listening. So first of all, I want to defend the work of creating a space for people to come together. I think the work of convening is very important. And if you can trust the people that show up to bring what they're working on into the room, you can have a lot of confidence that there will be very tangible outcomes for all of the people who attend.
For WMRA News, I'm Kara Lofton.